Well, I'm not ready.
Six,
when am I going?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello, hello, hello. I want to say welcome to everyone. Welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. The great metropolis of God. Amen. The epicenter of where God is pouring out his spirit and where revival is coming. I'm telling you that the Lord is sending out revival, I believe, on the entire earth. I believe that we have yet to see the best of God. I tell you what, I want you to know that before you know it, this season we're in will be behind us. And I believe that people are going to be crying out and looking more and more for God than ever before. Amen. And we're going to be here as a church to do our part to meet those needs along with the body of Christ throughout all of the world. Amen. And so tonight, I just want you to be glad that you're here. We're glad that you're here. Amen. Wherever you're joining us from, I want you to know that we feel a connection with you, even though we're not physically in the same building. We're glad to be in your living room with you. We're glad to be wherever we are right now with you. And I just feel like tonight I want to give people a few minutes to come on and connect. I tell you what, I sense and believe that there's someone out there tonight that's going to be giving their heart to the Lord. It might be your first time, or you might just be someone who was backslidden and away from God. But tonight, I just feel you're going to make a decision and a commitment to draw yourself close to the Lord. Amen. And I tell you what, that we're excited about that. So right now, we're going to go right into a time of worship. I thank God that the Bible says that wherever two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst of us. And I thank you that whenever we come together to worship God, he's always going to have his presence right in the midst of us. Amen. So God bless you. Thanks for being with you. We love you tonight, and we want to worship with you.
Amen. Well, stand with us in your living rooms. This is how we fight our battles tonight. We're going to fight with praise. This is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Come on tonight.
This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I fight my battles.
Come on, let's declare. It may look like tonight.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded.
This is how I fight my battles. Come on tonight, we have to declare. This is how I fight my battles. Come on, we fight with praise. We fight with faith tonight. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight. You to close your eyes, and I don't want you to look around your surroundings tonight. Wherever you're at tonight, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to sing this by faith tonight. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Lord, we trust you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded. Now I want you to lift your hands, because this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how, come on, we fight with praise. This is how I fight. It doesn't matter what's happened today, what happens tomorrow, where our state is at. God, we praise your name tonight, because victory is here. This is how I fight my battles, because this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles, because this is how.
Redemption was born. He said that it was done.
Your breath filled my lungs. There is power to save. There is healing in your name. There is freedom. There is power to save. There is healing in your name. There is freedom from the grave. Jesus, your love has made a way.
Jesus, you don't owe me anything.
just gone through the motions, I'm sorry. When I forgot that you're enough, take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence, and I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't know. Forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence. I just wanna sit here at your feet.
More than anything that you
can do. I just want you. And more than anything that you can do, I just want you. More than anything. And more than anything that you can do, I just want you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just want you. More than anything that you can do, we just want you, God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Well, our God has been good to us. Amen.
Amen. I would tell a story that excited me last night, but you already yelled at me and spoke to me about it. So
amen.
I'm not gonna talk about it, but it's about a baby named Moses.
Stay tuned.
I'm not going to talk
God.
About it.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm
amen.
All over him. But
amen.
You know what? We just need to understand that God is enough.
Amen.
That God is enough.
Amen.
When we look at everything that God has done and everything
amen.
He just continues to do in our life.
Amen.
That,
amen.
No, regardless of what's going on in the world, he sits on the throne.
Amen. Praise
he sits
God.
On the throne.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And nothing,
amen.
Nothing can overthrow
amen.
Faith in him.
Yes. Amen.
Nothing.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And we
amen.
Just need to know that he's got us.
Amen.
He's with
amen.
Us. He's
mm-hmm.
keeping us through this time.
Yes.
And whatever was meant for our
yes.
evil, we know that he's going to turn for our,
good. For our
good. If
amen.
I have any need, he's
amen.
Going to meet it according
yep.
to his riches and glory
amen.
In Christ
amen.
Jesus, because he meets
amen.
All of my needs that
amen.
Way.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And
hallelujah.
It says, whatever you want, just ask.
Yes,
believe.
Ask. Amen.
Not wavering.
Amen.
Don't be in doubt and unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
When you
amen.
Ask me, don't ask me in a
amen.
Manner in
amen.
Which you don't think I'm going to do it.
Amen.
Because doubt and
amen.
Belief can't live in the same place
amen.
And it happened.
Amen.
You got to live in belief that
amen.
When you ask him, he'll do it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen. You know,
amen.
I think sometimes we forget that the Bible says that it is God's good pleasure
ooh.
When he sees us blessed and when he does something for us, it is his good pleasure. God enjoys to see the prosperity of his people. He enjoys
yes.
taking care of us. And one thing he will do is he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
And he will take care of us. Amen.
Amen. It's called faith. It's not I'll believe it when I see it. That's not the way this works.
No.
It's called I believe it because God says it's
amen.
Truth.
Amen.
And I'll see
amen.
It because my faith.
Amen. Woo.
In God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
That's why I'll see it in the
amen.
End.
Amen.
Not because
hallelujah.
I'm going to see it and then I'll believe you, God. That's
amen.
Not the way this
praise
works.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
His ways are higher than our ways. His
yes.
thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
Amen.
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 So we got to do things his way.
We got to do things his way. Amen.
Amen. So what do we got going on? If you have any prayer requests, which I'm sure that Trey has already put this out there. If you've got any prayer requests, send it in. Praise reports. If we know a couple, but I don't know that you want us to put it out there. So if you want us to put it out there, you're going to have to tell us to put it out there. Because I won't put your business out on the street unless you tell me to put your business out on the street. So we got some really good praise reports.
Yes, we
yes.
have lots of good
yes.
praise reports.
God has
hallelujah.
Been moving.
The
God
Lord has been doing
yes.
good.
Amen.
And we have a praise report. If you didn't see our video, we have a praise
yes.
report about the new building in the church. While we're getting things ready and doing what we can do, God is always going to be doing what he can do. And so I want you to know that another church has sewed 250 chairs into our new building. Amen. So praise the name
amen.
Of the Lord. So the Lord is definitely amen. Taking care of things, which reminds us that even though we are...
Plus, in addition to those 250 chairs that were given to us, we got a call last week and says there's 77, well, we thought it said 27, but it was really 77 chairs for $200 if you want them. Let us know and you can have them. And so, you know, like $200, like it's like $2 a chair.
Amen. Amen.
For 77 chairs. And so we've got some chairs to go into our older kids' classrooms.
Amen. Praise God.
God is just moving.
Yes, the Lord is moving and doing and helping us.
He's moving. Amen. He's not just moving in the church and in our lives. I'm hearing testimonies all the time.
Amen.
About what God is doing in your life.
Amen.
And he is going to do what he said he will do. He will provide for everything that we have need of.
And I'm excited because one thing that we can say about God adding things into the new building is that we know we're going to get to come back together and be in that new building one of these days. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Lord is good. Amen.
All the time.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We just want to welcome all of our family and faith and everybody that's joining us tonight. Thank you for joining us. Amen. If you would share this so that others hear the word of God.
Amen.
So salvation can be theirs too.
Yes.
The more sharing that we do, the more people that hear about Jesus. Amen. And that's the important thing. So if you'll share, but we just love you. We miss you. We sound like broken records, but it gets worse every week.
Yes. Amen.
It really gets worse every week because we just want to be together. And I had somebody that texted me, said they saw you today. They were excited, and we saw somebody driving down the highway on 75. We passed them. Phil's like, hey, there's Krista and Stacy. And we're like calling them because they didn't see us. They're like, you did? You just passed us? So we kind of made sure when we saw them, we was waving.
Yes,
it's just exciting. And to hear some people's voices, what we are doing right now with our, and then I'll get down and I'll be quiet so he can go on. But
I'm going
to
keep you up here for a minute.
Okay. But we are doing a conference call, if you will, through a program for our intercessory prayers.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Prayer people.
Yep. Amen.
And so if you would like to be included on that and pray with them on Wednesdays at 5, please get a hold of Mona Kearns or Holly. And if you can't get a hold of any of those two, you don't know how to get a hold of them, get a hold of me, and I will pass that information to them. Okay? We want to open that up because they're able to see each other face to face and pray together, even though they can't come here and be together. So it's not the best, but let me tell you what, it's better than what we had before we would have had if this had happened a long time ago.
Man.
So we're excited. I don't know that I've ever loved Facebook as much as I do now. Amen.
Amen.
And thankful for those people. And Andrew is sitting in the back. He's been helping us today.
Thank you,
and thankful
Andrew.
For him and all and Sayla and all them that are teaching me to do stuff on Facebook that I never knew.
Amen. You know, one thing I can say about Facebook and about online in general. Is that that's probably something I know we've used it before and that churches have used it. But I tell you what, one thing that is certain is that those places are being flooded with the gospel in a way that probably has never been done before. And it's just a great thing that that if we're going to have Facebook and if we're going to have all these things, let them be flooded with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I do have a testimony because this is kind of a cool testimony. Because I was sitting there and I had just had a rough day, not slept that night, thinking about how we're going to get this, how we're going to get that for the building. I know. I'm not in doubt. I just had a stressful moment. Mm-hmm. Normally I can speak faith, but I had a stressful moment. And I get this text from Jared. Hey, we got those chairs. They just said, come get them. And I looked at that and that was God spanking me, saying, stop believing anything that the enemy says. I've got you, and I will provide for you.
Amen.
So that was the first thing that he did. And we got to talking today about how this process went down. Listen, God didn't just take care of getting the chairs for us. He took care of getting the chairs to us.
Amen.
Because Jared and Greg, a good friend of all of ours, was in a U-Haul truck at the time that they said, come and get them. And so Greg says, well, we can put them in the U-Haul truck. They were able to go put them in the U-Haul truck, bring them over here. And then some guys from the church came over and helped. And Holly, not all guys, but came over, helped them unload it. Within, like you said, a half an hour, it was all unloaded in the new building. Ready to go. And their colors that match our church.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Every step of that was lined up by God and had it taken care of. And the obedient people heard his voice and did what he said. And they were just there. Like, we just were amazed. Because my first question was, Jared, was, okay, great, awesome. But how are we going to get these things? Like, how are we going to get them up? God had it figured out. I didn't have to figure it out.
Amen.
God had it figured out.
Yep. And we really need to, stay with me for a minute.
Okay.
But we really need to... remember that God has it figured out. And at the end of ourselves, if we will get to the end of ourselves, we will always see God's solution and God's way of doing things. And sometimes we just push so hard in our own effort that we might get through. And yes, we can see God in it. But sometimes if we would just wait and really submit ourselves to him, then he can get the full measure of glory and the full measure of doing something his way instead of our way. Amen. Honey, tonight I want you to tell the people about giving online, and then I'm going to have you just pray over the tithes and offerings.
Amen. You can give online a couple of ways. You can go to pushpay.com and you can give, or not pushpay.com. Don't do that. That's not truth. I just lied to you. No, go to obmcckenton.org, which is our website. Go to give, and you'll give through Pushpay. It's an easy process. I do that. And it's very secure, so you don't have to have any worries about that. You can text to give. I don't have the number on me. We're 77977.
Honey.
OBM Kenton.
77977.
Ah, see, look at that. You can text 77977. Text OBM Kenton to that number, and they'll send you a link, and it'll help you get set up. That's an easy process. I've done that too, because I wanted to make sure that it was a good process before we talked about it. Or if you say, you know what, I just don't do online things, we understand that. Mail your check to our Botkins address, 13815 Botkins Road, Botkins, Ohio.
That's on the website.
45306. Yes, the instructions are on there. And then just put in your memo line, Kenton, and we'll get it that way as well. So those are three ways that we can give. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. I'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things I can't help with, but I can help with this
Amen.
One.
You can Amen. Help with that one.
Amen. Is that it? Oh, pray over it. Amen. I was going to. I haven't eaten all day. Somebody called a fast, and then somebody, Amen. You know, we talked about not posting those food pictures. Well, somebody who sings on stage with us to my left, we won't name her name, posted a food picture today. So kind of got me a little bit more hungry. I'm just giving Holly a hard time. Okay, well, Father God, we just come before you, and we thank you. Father, as we have been faithful tithers, as we've been faithful givers to you, you have proven yourself over and over again. You've said to us, prove me. See if I won't do it. And Lord God, every time that we have ever proved you, you have shown yourself faithful. So, Father, I thank you that there's no doubt in our hearts and our minds tonight that as we give our tithes and our offerings, that you will open up the windows of heaven, that you will pour out blessings we can't contain. Lord God, that's not just financial, but in every area of our life, Lord God. Father, I thank you that when there's struggles, when there's trials that are coming our way, peace will be our blessing that you've poured out in our life because we have peace in the middle of a storm. Lord, that's part of the blessing. Father, I thank you that you rebuke the devourer on our behalf. Because you rebuke the devourer, our stuff lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
Lord God, we don't have things breaking down because you've rebuked the devourer. Amen. The enemy can't steal.
Amen.
And Father God, for those that have not received right now their unemployment or the funds that they're waiting for, I just call them to be released right now.
Yes.
Right now in the name of Jesus. And it get to them quickly. Yes. Quickly, Father God. And Father, I thank you that you meet every need. I thank you that you give peace to every person.
Yes,
I thank you that you, a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes, Lord.
That not even just for finances, but for their health.
Yes.
They know that the blood is covering them. And they are good, and they are healed, and they are healthy, and they are whole. Father, I thank you for every area you've blessed us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Miss Regina. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor Regina, thank you very much. All right. My blessed Pastor Regina, and also my dearest wife and partner in life. She's a great blessing to me, and we are having fun. I tell you what, even though we've had the social distance and even though we can't be around people, one thing is, and I don't know, maybe I should ask her this before she stepped down, but maybe it's a good thing that I didn't. But for me, I won't speak for her, but I got to tell you something. I am enjoying the time that we are spending together. I got to tell you something. In all honesty, I don't think we've spent as much time together as we have in the last few weeks as literally that sometimes you think about it, because for everybody, I guarantee you that you are more around your children and more around your spouse than you have ever been in recent times when we're doing our day-to-day busyness of life stuff. So I want you to know something, that hopefully you are learning some things during this time of being apart from everybody else and being around those who are your family and things. I hope that you are getting back to the basics of what's most important in life. Amen? I want you to know something. It doesn't get more important than your family and those who love you, and it doesn't get more important than your relationship with God. Amen? And I want you to know something, that I hope each and every one of you are being strengthened in your relationship with the Lord. And I just want to make a statement to get started, because 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14 says, "Now thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." Amen? And really what I want to start out talking to you about is that our triumph, our victory, our life, our deliverance, our salvation, the goodness of God is always going to happen in our life when we are in relationship with God. Amen? I want you to know something, that you are going to have some times where there are bumps in the road. You're going to have some challenges. This thing called life has come, and since the garden and since life has not been perfect, I want you to know something, that life is going to come with troubles. Life is going to come with difficulties. And right now, we're under this event that we have never really experienced before. But in the middle of it, I want you to know something, that God always causes us to triumph. And I was just thinking and going over some things this week, and there's a man in the Bible by the name of Moses, and we know Moses because he was the great leader that led God's people out of Egypt. It was one of the first big deliverances in the Bible, where the Lord brought people out of Egypt so they could worship him, and Moses was the leader of all that. But tonight I want to talk to you just for a moment about Moses from the very beginning of his life. And I want to remind you that we look at Moses and we look to the time that he had went through life, and he became this great big leader, and he stood before Pharaoh and he made a declaration of the plagues, and we always look at that part of Moses. But I want to remind you that when Moses was but an infant, there was a terrible decree put out by Pharaoh, because the Pharaoh at that time had the sense that someone was going to rise up and come against him, and he put out an edict where he was charging all the Hebrew Israelite people to have their children taken, all male child, and he was trying to put them to death. Amen? Well, first of all, thank God that a lot of the Egyptians who was around, because they loved the Israelites, they didn't follow all those orders anyway. But even in the midst of that, what I want to remind you of is that God took Moses as an infant, and he actually made a way for Moses to end up living in Pharaoh's house. Amen. Oh, my goodness. And here he was as an infant, and here he is living in the very household of the man who he's going to overthrow just some years from now when he gets a little older. Amen. And it's amazing that he was sitting there living in the house of the very man who had an edict out trying to kill him. Amen? And what I want you to know is that he was just an infant. He was a child. He was not able to take care of himself. He was not able to defend himself. But even as a little infant, God had made a way and provided for him and made him victorious in the middle of his childhood. Now, if our God is able to do that for this little one, I want you to know something, that what's powerful is that the Bible says what God has done for one, he will do for all. Amen? And so right now, tonight, people, each and every one of you that are watching this, and each and every one of you that are with us in this church, and even you who are watching this broadcast that may have never even been to Only Believe Ministries right here in Kenton, I want to say a word to you, that it is time for you to rest. It's time for you to relax. It's time for you to take the pressure off of yourself, because God is with you and he will take care of you. Amen. And I tell you what, if you have any doubt and you're not saved, all you got to do is give your life to the Lord. And I tell you what, once you make a decision to make the Lord Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life, then I want you to know at that moment, you can begin to rest in God. Amen? I want you to know something, that there's no doubt for me. And I tell you what, I haven't liked everything that's going on. I tell you what, I don't like the idea of having to stay away from people and do all this kind of stuff. But I want you to know something, the coronavirus out there has not been a terror to me. Not that I am, listen, I'm praying every day for people. I'm praying for it to be lifted off of here. I don't like to see one person pass away because of it. But I want you to know something, that there has been a rest and a peace upon me, not because I don't care and not because it's not important, but because when you are a Christian, there is a peace that comes upon you that you have a right to because you can rest in God. Amen? I want you to know something, that I am not going to be shy or backwards about the fact that I truly believe that as a Christian, even in the middle of everything that's going on, you should have a peace about you. There should be an at ease about you and a confidence about you that the Lord is your provider. He's your protector. And just like when Moses was an infant, even though the Pharaoh, the most strongest man in the kingdom, wanted to kill him and put him to death, here he is living in his house, eating his food, eating his provision, being taken care of and being protected by the very man who thought he was out to kill him. Woo! Praise God. I want you to know something, that I want you to rest and rest in the peace of knowing that right now, even if the devil has plans against you, and if you're a Christian, he does. I want you to know something. Let it not be a shock to your system. The devil has plans against you right now. But the problem is that while he's planning something against you, God is planning something for you. Woo! Praise God. When the devil is planning something against you, God is planning something for you. And when the devil means to bring destruction, I want you to know that God says he will bring life and life more abundantly. Amen. I want you to know that God's answer to your life is blessing and abundance and goodness and life. Amen. And the Bible says that there is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I want you to know something, that at no time, even this time that we're going through, let me tell you something. I have talked to many people, and it's amazing to me that even though that this is a time where some people are under stress, and certainly there's a degree of fear out there, and there's a degree of desperation out there. But what I find so interesting is that when I connect with other Christians, I find that people have been well taken care of. I find that people are finding provision and things are happening for them. I find that people have a peace even in the middle of this difficult situation, because there is a hope in the fact that God is never going to leave us or forsake us, and he's not going to leave us where we're at. Amen. I want you to know something, that I believe that some of the greatest days for the church is out ahead of us. I believe that we're entering into a time where we're going to see the miraculous of God. We're going to see God bringing people into salvation. We're going to see God bringing deliverance. We're going to see healing. We're going to see blessing. We're going to see goodness. And I want you to know something, that I believe that before too long, all of this stuff is going to turn around. And I believe even right now, there is a stirring in the faith of God's people. There's a stirring in the heart of people. And I don't think that stirring is coming upon you by yourself. I believe God is seeding us with a stirring, because we are going to turn our hearts back to the good, loving God who made this world for us to live in. Amen. I want to just say unto you that the book of Psalms 47 says this in verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto the God with the voice of triumph. I want you to know something, that you have a right to be triumphant in how you speak. Amen. I want you to know something, that this is not a time where the world needs to see you speaking doubt and unbelief. Amen. This is not a time where you need to be reaching out with doubt and unbelief and anything like that. This is a time for you to speak with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is a terrible, or in this system, that word terrible means awesome and awe-striking. He's a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue all the people under us and the nations under our feet. I want you to know something, that this is a time for you to shout with a voice of triumph, knowing that God is working on your behalf. Amen? This is a time for you to be bold and know that God has your life right there in his hand, and he has always had a plan for you. You know, I think it's amazing, because I think sometimes we forget this. We just celebrated Easter, and I want to remind us that the Lord was slain from the foundation. That means that before Adam was ever even created. And I want you to know that that also means before you were ever born, before you were ever in your mother's womb, God has made a way for you. God has a life for you. God has salvation for you. God has purpose for you. And I want you to know something, that even from the time before you were born, but even as an infant up till now, God has made provision for you with an expectation that you are going to let him be your God, and he's going to give you the life that he has for you. Amen? I want you to know that some of you need to understand something. You were destined to be a husband. You were destined to be a wife. You were destined to be a father, a mother. You were destined to have a purpose and have unique gifts and be able to function within your jobs and to be able to perform tasks and do things. And oh, by the way, I want you to know something. The gifts and the God and the calls of God are without repentance. And I want you to know something. From the time that you have ever been, before you came out, there has always been a call and a purpose that God wants to fill in your life. Amen? I want you to know something, that from the day you were born till now, God, just like he provided for Moses, was providing for you so that you could have that moment where you and him come together and you can fulfill a will and a destiny that only God could grant you. Amen? Woo, I want you to know something, that our Father is on our side. He loves you, and he has a plan and purpose for you. And I want you to know something, that your best days are still out ahead of you. I don't care what age you're at. I don't care what you've done so far in life. I want you to know something, that there is still something that God's going to do with you. Amen? Just like he saw Moses from the time he was an infant to the fulfillment of Moses' 120 years on this earth. I want you to know that Moses lived to be 120, and the Bible says that his eyes were not dim and his strength hadn't left his body, even when he laid down that last night and took his last breath before he left this earth. Amen? I want you to know that God provided for Moses from the time he was born to the time he finished his course. And I want you to know something. God is providing for you in the same way. Amen? So I don't care what you got going on in life right now. I want you tonight to rest assured that you always triumph in Christ Jesus. Not sometimes, always. And I want you to know something, that either if you're having difficulty right now, I want you to breathe and take a breath and start resting in God and start asking him to help you, because he's going to bring you through whatever situation you're facing. Amen? I want you to know that God is on your side, and that we can just clap our hands and we can shout with a voice of triumph. You know, before I leave this and get to my next scripture, I want you to know something. What does it mean to have a voice of triumph? I want you to know it means to have a voice of faith. It means to make sure that you are not flooding your world and your life with a bunch of negative, but I want you to know something, that you should be flooding your world with a voice of faith, where you are speaking to and believing God over every part of your life. Amen? I want you to believe that God is going to protect you and your family. Amen? It is good for you to be speaking a voice that says, God is going to provide for me and my household. Amen? even in the middle of this pandemic, even in the middle of being unemployed, even in the middle of whatever challenges out in front of us, there is provision that God has for us. I want you to know something, that God saw this coming before it ever hit the earth. Amen? And therefore, I want you to know something, that God is able to make a way in the middle of things that might not even look that good to you. Amen? Our God is faithful. Our God is loving. Our God is kind. Amen? Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. You guys are going to make me shout tonight. Amen? I want you to know something. I feel the presence of God even as I'm preaching this gospel. And I know that right where you're at, I just feel this right now. I believe that someone is being stirred in their faith. I believe people are being touched right now. I believe the presence of God is touching you right now where you're at. Even while you're watching this video, I believe that God's presence, whoo, I can feel the, I'm sorry, people, but right now, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost, praise God. I feel the presence and the goodness of God. Amen, which brings me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I want you to see something here in verse 56. It says, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But right before that, it says, O death, where is thy sting? And O grave, where is thy victory? I want you to know something. When I say that God always causes us to triumph, what I love about God is that when he made his commitment to be your Lord and Savior, you think that he's just helping you in this life. And in the beginning of your relationship with God, hey, even though the preacher preaches to you about heaven and hell, oftentimes you're just trying to get some peace from what you got going on, and we will receive the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want you to know something, that what I love about God is that he doesn't just have this life in mind when he saves you. He doesn't just have what you're going to go through on earth in mind when he saves you. I love it that the God that we serve is not just looking at the life you're going to live here, but he has made a way through Jesus for us to go to heaven and for us to live in eternity in blessing. Amen? And I want to read this to you. It says, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I want to assure you something, that if you will give your life to the Lord, and if you will pick up your cross and carry it, and you will make room on a day-to-day basis to make sure that while you're going to work, while you're involved with your family, that your number one motivation is that you want to please God and that you're living for him, I want you to know something, that your life will always have victory attached to it. Amen? I want you to know that every difficulty you come across, God will find a way to bring you through it. I want you to know that every challenge you face, God will find a way to bring victory out of it and to bring you right through it and bring you right through it in a way that you could not do it on your own. Amen? Woo! Praise God. God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know that this is a victory, and the reason why it says gives you the victory, it's because God expects you to have victory in every area of your life. Amen? I want you to know that whether it's finances, God expects you to be blessed. Amen. I want you to know that in your relationship with your spouse, God expects you to be blessed. I want you to know that in the relationship with your children, God expects you to be blessed. Amen? I want you to know in the area of health, God expects you to be blessed. Amen? Remember that one scripture says, beloved, I would above all things that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Amen? I want you to know something, that when you allow yourself and your faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, the minute you allow yourself and the more you allow yourself to grow in God, I want you to know something, that you are setting yourself up to be blessed, to be prosperous, and to have good health a part of your life. Amen? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, Not sometimes. Listen to me. I don't want you to be a Christian today and don't know what you are tomorrow. I want you to know something, that once we become a Christian and once we accept salvation to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then that's just who we are. We don't change. I want you to know something, that, you know, I might, well, I didn't notice that, but I'm noticing that I might have a little darker skin than some of you out there. But before I look at my dark skin, I look at the light that's in my heart. Amen? And I tell you what, I'm a proud American. I love my American citizenship, and I love our American freedoms. But before I'm American, I am a child of the living God. Amen? I want you to know that even though I'm a citizen of the nation of America, I want you to know that my real citizenship and my pilgrimship, my real citizenship is in heaven. Amen? And I want you to know that that's my eternal identification, and it's yours too. Amen? So I want you to know something, that I just feel like, boy, I feel like I've only been preaching for a few minutes, but for some reason, I feel like I have said to you what God wants me to say to you tonight. I feel like I want you to be, remember, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I want you to know something, that every time you say a prayer, every time you live with a commitment of the just living by faith, I want you to know that you add an eternal value to your life that cannot be replaced with anything. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just declare your blessing upon us tonight, God. Father, I just declare, God, that you are making people triumphant and strong, Father God. Lord, that you're giving people peace in the middle of everything that's going on, God, that we are a people that walk in peace, live in peace. Yes. God, that this pandemic or nothing can stress us, because we believe in you above everything else that we believe in, God. And Father, we just declare your glory and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I know that we might have some prayer requests and some praise reports out there.
Candy's asking prayer. She goes for surgery on May 13th.
Mm. Okay. Praise God. Well, let's start with those, and then you can give me some more. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we put Candace before you. And God, we thank you, God, that when she goes for this surgery on May 13th, that God, you will touch every hand of every person involved, Father. Lord, that your supernatural ability is in these doctors, God. You've gifted them and purposed them for what they do. And God, your hand will be upon this procedure. And God, it will do the impact it's supposed to. And then God, we believe you for the supernatural healing part to make it good, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
I think the rest that we have are praise reports.
Amen. Well, you can give some praise reports. Let me finish praying for Ruth here.
Oh, I thought you did.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for this son and this wife and this family, Father. Lord, that this lady has lost her teaching job, and God, you're going to bring provision into this household, God. Lord, you're going to show them, you're going to direct them, and God, you're going to not let them be without, Father. Lord, I thank you that they will be blessed and provision will be theirs, and God, that you will give them clear direction for the future, God, and for purposes and plans, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, one of the praise reports we have, Darlene had to spend some unexpected money, and when she spent that, she received a check in the mail that was for $2 above what she had spent.
Amen. God, praise God.
Just like the chairs. He made provision for every part of getting those chairs there. God knew that you were going to have to spend that money, and he brought it back into you that quick. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Then we have a Okay, Haley said we could share her praise report with you. Haley and Phil Smith, Phil has lost his job about 2 months ago. And so Haley did get a promotion at work that paid her $3 more an hour. So that's a praise report in itself.
Amen.
And then now Phil just received a job. He is the newest correction officer. Don't hate me, guys. I forget the name of the place that you, what is it? North Central.
Amen. Praise God.
So praise God. God just brought
Hallelujah.
That in.
Amen.
Amen. And is providing. And then I think we have one more. Doug said he received his stimulus and his unemployment.
Praise God.
Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph,
Amen.
Is what Doug says.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Listen, we are praying Amen. For those. Listen,
I am
compassionate.
Report after report.
Absolutely. And I'm compassionate towards the unemployment office. Listen, they
yes.
got a flood that they didn't expect.
Yes.
And they weren't ready for, and their system couldn't handle. I am convinced of that.
Yep.
But you know what? We've been praying that God would help them.
Amen.
That
Amen.
He would help people
Amen.
Be nice to them when they called in.
Yeah.
And that God
We've
would fix
We've heard reports
us,
that
yes.
some of them have to work 12 and 14-hour days trying
7
to,
days a week.
Trying
yes.
to accommodate
yes.
the demand. Listen to me.
Yeah.
I want you to know something, that when it comes to the unemployment, there has been a demand on them unlike anything they've ever went through. It has never happened this fast that they would have to go to process with the level of what they're trying to process.
Right.
So we need to pray and just add God's grace to what they're doing
Amen.
So that this can be a supernatural process
Amen.
And that they can get out what needs to be gotten to the American
Amen.
People.
Amen. So I've been praying over everybody that's told me, Lord, fix what needs to be fixed so
Amen.
That they get everything that's coming to them.
Amen.
And I even prayed over one. Somebody told me, and they said they received a check. And I'm hearing other, and they didn't say we could give, mm-hmm. so I'm not going to give names or anything, but I'm hearing other people are receiving checks
Amen.
In the mail that's not from unemployment, that's not the stimulus check. They
but
got those too, but it's above and beyond. And
mm-hmm.
I believe God's doing that for all of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise Amen. God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the Bible says that the Lord can give us double. Amen. And the Bible says that he will return sevenfold when something is wrongfully not given to us. And I just believe that God is doing all of those things for us. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I want you to know that I thank God that you are with us tonight. I really sense the presence of God, and I don't know why, but I just feel like testimony after testimony is going to come from this. And I just want to take one more minute. If you're not saved, or if tonight you want to return to the Lord, just say this simple prayer with me. Say, Lord, right now, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son who went to the cross that I might be saved. I receive him now. Lord, forgive me for all wrong and help me with the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hey, if you are a person that responded to that and rededicated your life tonight or got saved for the first time, I want you to know that you can send us a message and we would love to reach out to you and we would love to hear that you have given your life to the Lord. And I just want you to be blessed tonight. And thank you for being with us. We love you. God bless you. And we'll look forward to being with you again on Sunday. Amen. God bless you.